Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In our world, being the greatest is extremely important. Muhammad Ali once declared, "I am the greatest." Debates are often held about who is the greatest football team, football player, or football coach who ever existed. Advertisers inform us that this is the greatest shampoo, makeup, food, piece of clothing, car, or even toilet paper that you will ever find. Humanity is obsessed with being the greatest or having the greatest. This idea of greatness is also found in the Bible, but perhaps not as we humans might expect. We first see this word in the New Testament, down on the shores of the Jordan River. John the Baptist is preaching a message of repentance and being baptized to all people for the forgiveness of their sins. But key to his proclamation is that the kingdom of God is at hand, and the confession that, quote, "After me comes one who is greater than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." Mark chapter 1, verse 7. John's use of the term greater means that Jesus is mightier than he, but it also means much more. John saw in Jesus the one who was promised from of old throughout the Old Testament, the one that the people had been anticipating. But even more than that, John saw Jesus to be the one and the only one who fulfilled the Old Testament revelation given by God in its fullness. This is why the Baptist refers to Jesus as the bridegroom and says in John chapter 3, verse 30, that he must increase, but I must decrease. But it wasn't only John the Baptist who saw Jesus as this greater embodiment of God's revelation being fulfilled in human history. Jesus also used this term regularly to describe himself. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, Jesus compares himself to the prophet Jonah, and he notes that, quote, "Behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Jesus compared his own preaching among the Israelites to that of Jonah's preaching in Nineveh, as both were summoning the people to repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus was carrying out the prophetic work just as Jonah did, but there was much more to it than that, for Jesus was the prophet, calling people to repentance and belief in him for their salvation. Jesus is greater than the prophet because he is the prophet. Jesus follows up this example by discussing the Queen of Sheba, who came to inquire of King Solomon about wisdom. But now, quote, "Someone greater than Solomon is here." Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. Yes, Jesus possessed wisdom greater than that of Solomon. But it's more than that. Jesus is wisdom, God's wisdom in the flesh. This greatness also extended to Jesus' understanding of himself as the Messiah in the line of King David. When asked by the scribes, quote, "How can the Christ be the son of David?" Jesus quoted from Psalm 110, verse 1, noting that David calls his son Lord. Mark chapter 12, verses 35 to 37. David's son, the Messiah, is greater than his father, the king, because the Messiah fulfills perfectly and embodies completely all that King David was meant to be. Jesus is the King of Kings. And in Matthew chapter 12, verse 6, Jesus proclaims, quote, "Something greater than the temple is here." The temple is where God promised to meet his people, to hear their prayers and to forgive their sins. But standing in the midst of the people was Jesus, the one who accomplished all of these things in his flesh. But even more, the blood that he shed at his death on the cross, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, was the once-for-all atoning sacrifice that could never be performed at the temple. Jesus is the temple, and all that the temple was constructed to do for God's people has been done in Jesus Christ. So, if you are looking for the greatest, then look no further than Jesus. So let us pray. God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and to hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forevermore. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.